Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you're coming off of a fantastic weekend against a team that has been your nemesis for a long time, the University of Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs. What's your team's emotional status after coming off a weekend like that? How excited were they to get back on the ice this week?
Well, it was, we gave Monday off. It was Victory Monday, so that they always appreciate that. But you know what? They came back with a great attitude on Tuesday. That weekend was in the rearview mirror, and they were already looking forward to this weekend. And that's, I've said it before, that's kind of what I like about this group, their professionalism. They, it's a process, and they realize that every day we have an opportunity to get better, as individuals, but more importantly as a team. And they take that approach. So we had some good practices, and, now we'll see how the week goes with our tests this weekend.
Well, last weekend, your power play was definitely clicking. I know you said you guys didn't make any changes, really drastic changes to the power play, but what do you attribute the success of that to?
Well, again, everybody works real hard at it. First, Shane Wiechner does a tremendous job. He spends a lot of time watching video, looking at different tendencies and just trying to find weak points in our opponent's penalty kill. And, and obviously the players out there we feel are the ones that are going to give us the most success in terms of their making. Up, obviously they have the puck skills in terms of shooting and passing and stick handling, but they also have the vision and the IQ and all those things that you need to be a good power play player. I think we have the right people in those spots. So, it's a matter of sticking with it. And it wasn't anything, like I said, it wasn't anything drastic. We got pucks to the net, and the first one, Hubes tips it in, and who knows if it's tipped 1 inch one way or the other, it doesn't go in. I mean, that's such a fine line when you say the power play is clicking or it's not. It's just little things like that. And, the second goal, the same thing. She was kind of left alone and got a rebound. And normally that's not, normally teams won't leave her alone. They'll tie her up. But, she's a big, strong player, and she got a rebound and used her long reach, got it around Black, and then put it in. And then the third one, Tugi just one-timed it. And again, it wasn't real hard, but it was just perfectly placed. I think Rooney was a bit screened on it, and it was, everything just was right for that puck to go in. And again, she shoots a little harder, maybe she misses, whatever. I mean, that's kind of the way it goes with the power play. But again, they've worked real hard at it, and to have that success was gratifying, and hopefully that confidence will be on the ice tonight when they get there, if we get an opportunity.
Well, I know 2 weeks ago, before this last weekend against Duluth, your team played Wisconsin, and team that you haven't beaten all season. Brittany Mowat struggled that weekend. She comes out of this last weekend against Duluth with her fifth shutout of the season and another win, a sweep over Duluth. How much confidence do you think that gives Britt coming into a weekend against another team that's had your number this year?
I think Britt goes into every game feeling pretty confident, regardless of how it went the night before or the weekend before. I think she's got a great ability to flush that negative stuff and get ready for the next shot. And whether she's had a real good weekend, it doesn't matter. I mean, she has the same temperament, every day, works real hard. I think, I thought she had a good week of practice, and she certainly gets up for these games. She knows it's a challenge. She knows what the opponent brings and the capability that they have. But I think she looks forward to it. I think she's that type of player that has that, hey, bring it on. Let's see what you got.
This weekend, you got the Gophers, a team that their top line has 142 points. That's more points than your entire team. I hate stats like that because on paper, they should beat everybody that they play. But what is it about that line that makes them so dangerous?
Well, they're all extremely talented. I mean, Hannah Brandt's one of the best players ever to play the game in women's college hockey. I mean, she's legitimately one of the best players in the world, and certainly Cam Reese isn't far behind, and Potomac is having an outstanding freshman year. They're all fast. I talked about the power play having special skills. These three have all of those. They're tremendously smart players, great talent. And they're all unselfish. I mean, they play well together. So it's a formidable line. There's no question, and one that we're going to have to pay special attention to and work real hard against.
How do you stop a line like that?
It may sound kind of funny, but you make them play defense. You make them play in their end, players like that, they like to have the puck on their stick. They like to be in the offensive zone. So when you can force them to play defense and maybe get them chasing, they get a little frustrated. So, I mean, that's certainly going to be a key. If we can make them play, play in their end, that will certainly help. But obviously, when they're in our end, we just got to play our positions, do our jobs. Every player has a responsibility. Do your job. Don't start running around. Don't try to help somebody out. And be patient. You can't start running around. You got to rely on the system. And when we get an opportunity, we want to force a stall or pin somebody on the wall, and then we'll swarm that puck and see if we can't get going the other way.
against a team like Minnesota, how crucial is it to have good puck control in the neutral zone?
Oh, it's huge. I talk about puck management a lot against teams like this because they kind of feast off turnovers. And just watching the series against St. Cloud, if it was a pass that just was just off the mark just a little bit from one St. Cloud player to another, Minnesota invariably got the puck and got going the other way, and now St. Cloud's chasing it. And so it's really, really important, you know, when you talk puck management, it's not just when you have the puck on your stick, but also your passing, catching passes. That's just a big part of it. And the neutral zone is a key area, because if you turn the puck over in the neutral zone, a lot of times your momentum is going north towards their end. And if you turn it over and they transition, now they're going the other way, and that's when they get outnumbered opportunities. And again, against a team like this with the skill they have, you know, you're asking for trouble if you keep giving them outnumbered situations. So really, really imperative that we do a good job in the neutral zone, one, slowing them down, but two, also taking care of the puck.
This matchup between Amanda Levier and Brittany Mowat is probably one of my favorites as far as goaltending battles. You've got two that are very similar in numbers right now. The only difference is that Levier's got a formidable offense. What do you see between these two goalies that makes them so hard to score against?
I think they're both great athletes. Obviously, I'm not as familiar with Minnesota's goalie, but she certainly, I'm very impressed with her at the national tournament. I thought, she kind of backstopped them against Wisconsin, especially when Wisconsin was up 2-1. She made a number of big saves to keep it at 2-1, and that allowed Minnesota to come back. And I think she kind of gets overlooked at times because their offense is so prolific and they have so many outstanding players up front that get a lot of accolades that I think sometimes her work got overlooked and gets overlooked, but she's an outstanding goalie. I mean, she represented Team Canada at the World Nations Cup that Evina played on. You know, so that obviously means that she's one of the best goalies, not only in college hockey but in the world. So she's not a very big goalie, but she's extremely quick and very agile, and like I said, she does a great job for Minnesota.
I know you're always telling your team to crash the net, to get out in front, create havoc and chaos and traffic out there. Is Levier the type of goalie you can do that against?
Well, you know what? I think what I try to say is don't, you know, kind of make them uncomfortable if you can. And when players are coming through the crease and they're coming hard to the blue, and sometimes you can affect their concentration when you do that. She's not a real big goalie, so certainly you know getting in front of her, taking her eyes away would be a little easier than say Debian from Wisconsin, who's a lot taller, and so it's you know, you could be a little more effective that way. But any goal, it doesn't matter if you can get to the net and create chaos where there's bodies all over the place and people sprawling and the pucks bouncing around, that's an opportunity to get goals. And for a team like us, that's how we need to create goals, is get pucks to the net, get people in the net, see if we can't create some chaos and find a loose puck.
Coach, only four more weekends left of the regular season. I know exactly what you're going to say. It's one game at a time, but what is the game plan going up against Minnesota tonight?
You know, it goes fast, isn't it? We got to get out and play our game. I think having a good start would really, really be imperative. But, you know, it's going to come down to goaltending. We're going to need great goaltending against a team like Minnesota. I think that's a given. And we certainly have that in Britt. We're going to have to be really, really good on our end, Kelly, and in terms of when they have the puck, if you see five players in white all staring at the puck, we're going to be in trouble. You know, we got to have our heads on swivel, picking up people away from the puck, and then at the other end, try to make it uncomfortable for their goalie and see if we can't manage the puck better and see if we can't create some offense down there.
Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thank you very much.